This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastahdihi wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله فيا أيها المسلمون اتقوا الله أوصيكم ونفسي أولًا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اما بعد All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise him, we seek his help, and we ask for his forgiveness. We should all praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for once again allowing us all to be gathered here today for Salatul Jumu'ah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward each and every one of us. And we should also praise Allah and thank Allah for keeping us alive in this blessed day of today. For those who follow us today being the day of Ashura, and also for those who have it for tomorrow, it is a special day. It is a day that we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Musa alayhi salam and the Muslims from Fir'aun and his army. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the one who fasts on the day of Ashura, then I hope that Allah ta'ala forgives 1 year of his sins. So for those of you who are fasting or will be fasting tomorrow, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive your sins and our sins. Ameen. I was thinking of what to discuss today, what to talk about in the khutbah. There's a few topics we can talk about. We were thinking about maybe the story of Musa, the story about Ashura. And then we were this week discussing the theme which is following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and following the sunnah of the rightly guided caliphs. So inshallah, because we have heard in the morning assembly quite a bit about Ashura and the story of Musa. So today I thought, let's discuss some stories from the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who were the Khalifas, the four, the rightly guided caliphs. And we can learn some lessons from their stories, insha'Allah ta'ala. Firstly, as we know, from the rightly guided caliphs, we have four. There's Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and we have Ali. And there are so many things that we can learn from their stories. So inshallah, with a few minutes that we have, we will try to cover certain aspects of their life, what they were known as. I mean, these companions, you can cover an entire akhlaq of these companions and you will keep on writing about them. Subhanallah. There's so many things to discuss about each and every one of these companions. But if we look at Abu Bakr radiallahu an, if we were to summarize Abu Bakr from what he was, which we can say so many things, he was a man of action. Abu Bakr radiallahu an was a man of action. He never used to wait for certain things. Whenever he saw a moment that he could gain hasanat from Allah, he did it. He went out of his way and he did it. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu wasn't a wealthy man like some other companions. He had a good amount for himself and his family. But yet, he would spend it on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know Umar radiallahu anhu tried to compete with Abu Bakr. And we know when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for donation of the expedition, and Umar radiallahu anhu brought half of his wealth, thinking that today I'm going to beat Abu Bakr. And then when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came and he brought his entire wealth, Umar radiallahu anhu said, I can never beat Abu Bakr. There is no way that I can beat Abu Bakr. There's no way that I can compete with Abu Bakr radiallahu an. He was definitely a man of action. Abu Bakr radiallahu an, through that action, gave so much da'wah. He was the one that embraced Islam first. He was the one who helped others to embrace Islam in the early stages. And from the 10 companions that were guaranteed paradise, it was through Abu Bakr's da'wah that majority of them embraced Islam. This is the amount of effort that he put in to spread the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was very, very generous. Whatever he had, he would give. For example, when the slaves were being tortured, when the Muslims were being persecuted, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, from whatever money that he had, he would go and buy those slaves and would set them free, subhanAllah. And it was through his generosity that Bilal radiallahu anhu was bought and was set free, subhanAllah. Even Abu Bakr's own father would say to him, why are you spending your money on these slaves? They're not going to benefit you. They're so weak. They're about to die. But Abu Bakr knew where the benefit is. The benefit is in the Akhirah. And of course, we can see that he freed these slaves and they became great giants of Islam. Look at Bilal radiallahu anhu, becoming the muadhin of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And inshallah, Abu Bakr will be getting the hasanat for that. A man of action. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, when he was Khalifa, at that position, such a high position, yet he would secretly every Fajr, after every Fajr, would go to a widow's house, an old woman who was taking care of orphans, and he would go and help her clean the house. He would cook them food, he would wash their clothes, and he would make sure that the children were fed, and he would leave. And he would never tell that lady who he was. He would never tell that I am the Khalifa. No. He did it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was a man of action. And we learn that from Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. If we want to follow his sunnah, let's follow him and become people of action. Umar radiallahu anhu. Umar radiallahu anhu was known as the one who was just. The criterion. The distinguisher between good and bad. Umar radiallahu anhu, when he realized the truth of Islam, immediately he embraced it. In the beginning, he was the biggest enemy of Islam, the staunchest enemy. But as soon as the realization came into his mind, immediately he embraced Islam. From the enemy of the Prophet to the one who loved the Prophet. And on that day, when he embraced Islam, he went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he said, are we not on the correct path? Are we not on the path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on our side? And the Prophet ﷺ said, yes. And now imagine, he just embraced Islam. And he said, then why are we hiding? Why are we in secret here? Let's go out and give da'wah. Let's show the people Islam. Let's show them the beauty. And that was why he was given the name Al-Faruq, the one who distinguishes between right and wrong. That was Umar radiallahu anhu. Umar radiallahu anhu, when he was Khalifa, and this shows his justice, there was a governor of Egypt. His name was Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu. And his son, he had a stock of horses, and he would race these horses. And there was a Coptic Christian in Egypt, and he said to the son of the governor that, let's have a race, my horse versus your horse. And they did that. And it was the Coptic Christian that won that race. His horse won that race. And of course, imagine the son of the governor. You have got a high status. He was feeling down and everyone was looking at him. He got angry. And he went and beat up that man for no reason. And that man was so upset that he came all the way from Egypt to Medina to complain to Umar radiallahu anhu about that Muslim. And what did Umar do? Oh, don't worry, he's a Muslim, it's alright, all good. No, he didn't do that. Umar radiallahu anhu summoned him. Come, I want to see you. And not only you, your father as well, the governor. Umar, come and see me. And they came all the way from Egypt to come and see Umar radiallahu anhu in Medina. And Umar radiallahu anhu asked them, did you do this? He had to admit, yes, I did this. I did do this. And Umar radiallahu anhu gave the stick to the Coptic Christian and told him, take your revenge. Take your revenge, because that's the truth. If he did that to you, this is now in the courts, and it's been established that he is guilty, now you take the revenge. So he took his revenge. And not only that, Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, now take your revenge on his father. Because his father, for his status, his son acted like this. But the man said, no, I've got nothing against the father. I've got nothing against the father, I'm not going to do that. Umar radiallahu anhu, it didn't matter if he was a Muslim or a non-Muslim. He was just with the law of Islam. So that is Umar radiallahu anhu, and we'll continue inshallah with Uthman and Ali in the next khutbah. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah al-azim li wa lakum fastaghfiruhu innahu huwa al-ghafur rahim. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. We continue inshallah with the Khulafa Rashidun. And now we are talking about Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. Uthman ibn Affan is known as someone who was very wealthy. He was very rich, but he was generous. He was one of the most generous Sahabas. Subhanallah. And Uthman radiallahu anhu, because he was so wealthy, he made sure he gains Jannah through his wealth. That he would give that in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one thing we learn, there's nothing wrong being rich. It's actually a good thing that you're going out there, you are working hard, you are earning a living, you are making money. It's a good thing to be rich, and Muslims should be wealthy. But at the same time, use that wealth wisely for giving it in the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the right causes. There are so many things we can talk about Uthman and his wealth. But just one inshaAllah. Uthman radiallahu anh, during the time of Umar radiallahu anh, when Umar was Khalifa, there was a time of famine. A time of famine. There wasn't much rain coming, so crops weren't growing. Animals were dying. People of Medina didn't have enough food. People were starving. Muslims were dying. And they couldn't go to places to find food. They couldn't buy food. The businessmen of Medina, they had money, but they couldn't go to shops to buy any food. There was nothing there to sell. And then all of a sudden, the Muslims in Medina saw a massive caravan of camels coming. About 100 camels coming. And all these camels had a full load of food. Subhanallah. Imagine, 100 camels full of goods and food. And he was coming to Medina, and they were getting excited. Where is this food coming from? Whose caravan does it belong to? And he went straight to the residence of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. Now the businessmen of Medina, they came to Uthman and they said, do these belong to you? He said, yes. They said, we'll buy it for you. From whatever you want to sell it, we'll give you double. They were desperate. They had money, but no, they couldn't buy anywhere. We will give you double. Uthman radiallahu anhu, he said, Jazakallah khair, no, but I have made a better deal. I have made a better deal. There you're thinking, who made a better deal? Alright, we will give you triple. We will give you triple that. And Uthman radiallahu anhu, he said, no, I've got a better deal, but thank you. They said, we'll give you four times. No, I've got a better deal. Five times more. He said, no, Jazakallah khair, I have got a better deal. And the businessmen of Medina were stunned. They said, we're the businessmen of Medina. We know the market. Who is buying this off you for more than what it's worth? And then Uthman radiallahu anhu, he said, that I have sold this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have made this business transaction with Allah. Everything that you can see on these camels belong to the Muslims. He gave everything for the sake of Allah to every Muslim in Medina. That is how generous Uthman is. Not only that, Uthman bought a well in Medina when there was no other wells having water. He bought that well. Muslims and non-Muslims were drinking for free. Before that, they had to pay money to the person who owned it. Today, that well still exists. Today, that well is still generating money. And it made so much money that they had to open up, the Saudi government had to open up a bank account under the name of Uthman. And not only that, the money was so huge, they built buildings in the name of Uthman, hotels in the name of Uthman. And all the money that is generated is given to the poor and the needy. Imagine Uthman is in his grave at the moment. 1400 or so years ago he passed away. yet he is reaping the reward of his generosity. So if we were to learn one thing from Uthman, that is to be generous. No matter how much you have. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة, that fear the fire of Jahannam even if you have to give half a date in charity. So give for the sake of Allah and be generous. Lastly, Ali radiallahu anhu. Ali radiallahu anhu, the fourth Khalifa from the rightly guided caliphs. He was known as someone who was brave, strong, courageous. And he was known for that, his bravery. Every time there was something happening, a skirmish, a battle, Ali radiallahu anhu would be up there first, ready to go. And it didn't start when he was older, but it started when he was young. He was only a child when he embraced Islam. I want you all to think, those of you who are here, the age of maybe 10 to 15, think about this for a moment. That at your age, at the moment, what do you think about regularly? What's your thought processes? Maybe certain games you want to play, certain sports you want to play, certain movies you want to watch. Right, these are our thoughts on a regular basis. Ali radiallahu anhu, at that age, all he would think about is the deen of Allah. All he would think about is being brave and strong so that he can serve the Muslims. He can serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was his thought process at that age. And he grew up in the household of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was so brave, subhanallah, that there is a story in the Battle of Khandaq. And I want you to listen to this story. Because it's not just about being strong and being able to cause destruction of the opposing party. No, it's also about his heart. During the Battle of Khandaq, although there wasn't a major battle that happened, but there were skirmishes that happened around. There was a disbeliever by the name of Amr ibn Abdul Wud. And he was able to cross the Khandaq. And he came to the other side. And he was so strong. He was known from the Quraysh to be one of the strongest who can take on so many people. And he came up very proudly. He was saying, who is there to fight me? Who is there to fight me? Who wants their mother to be left without a child? Who wants to quickly go to Jannah? He would say these things. And he would try to egg on the Muslims. And no one was getting up. They were quite afraid. This is Amr ibn Abdul Wud, one of the strongest. But who got up? Ali radiallahu anhu. He stood up. He said, Ya Rasulullah, let me go. And the Prophet ﷺ told him, do you know who he is? This is Amr ibn Abdul Wud, sit down. So he sat down. Then again, he is saying, who is there? Anyone wants to challenge me? He stood up again. He said, Ya Rasulullah, give me a chance, let me go. And again the Prophet said, this is Amr ibn Abdul Wud, sit down. So he sat down. And then he turned around. Amr turned around, no one's going to fight me. And then Ali radiallahu anhu stood up and he said to the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, give me a chance. Doesn't matter who he is. Allah is on our side, give me a chance. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam allowed him to go. And as the battle was happening between the two, Ali radiallahu anhu was able to put Amr on his knees. And he was about to kill him. But at that moment, Amr spat on his face. Amr spat on the face of Ali radiallahu anhu. And because of that, now I want you to think, at that moment you would get even more angry. You would get even more angry and you would cause so much harm. But when that happened, Ali radiallahu anhu put his sword down, turned around and walked away. And as he was walking away, some narration mentioned that Amr attacked him, and that is when Ali radiallahu anhu was able to be victorious. The Sahabas asked Ali, why did you do that? Why did you had the opportunity, why did you walk away? He said, because when I was fighting, I was doing that for the sake of Allah. But as he spat on my face, it became personal. It became personal. And I didn't want to do this for my sake. I wanted to do it for the sake of Allah. So that's why I didn't. So can you see his heart? He wasn't doing things for his sake, but he was doing things for the sake of Allah. So we learn a lot of things from these Sahabas, these companions. And just to recap, inshallah, it is really important to know the four Khalifas. Learn about their life. Learn about their life. Learn about their stories. And inshallah ta'ala, we ask Allah to be just like them. Abu Bakr, a man of action. Umar radiallahu anhu, the distinguisher, the criterion between good and bad. Uthman, he was rich and he was generous. And Ali radiallahu anhu, brave and he was strong. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us all these characteristics. Ameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us become generous, become brave, become people of action, and become those who distinguish between right and wrong. Ameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward all of those who are fasting today and tomorrow. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all of our sins. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us all Jannatul Firdaus. Ibadallah. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Wabarik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم اغفر لنا يا رب العالمين اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا ولوالدينا وارحمهم كما ربيانا صغارا والجميع المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. Please stand up, make yourself.